Thank you, Alison. This edition of Chatterbox will include 5 sets of news stories from the Evening News, 2 letters to the Evening News on Sport, Information Desk, and 3 very varied features. Alison will now introduce the first set of news stories.
We'll start this week with travel and sightseeing news. The Heartsease roundabout is now completely closed, and local residents and businesses are feeling increasingly frustrated. The Postwick Park and Ride's possible closure has been delayed. Norwich is losing one sightseeing opportunity, but a new walking tour is now on offer. Phil will start with details of the Heartsease roundabout closure.
The roundabout will be shut from all approaches until May the 18th. There'll be one clear lane around the roundabout with a single lane entry and exit on each arm to reduce speed, and zebra crossings for pedestrians and cyclists on all arms of the roundabout. Williams Way and Heartsease Lane will close for the first time since work started last year, joining the existing closures on the Harvey Lane and Plumstead Road East arms. The existing closure on Margeston Avenue will also remain in place until work is completed. Between May the 3rd and May the 8th, access to Aldi will only be available via Plumstead Road, and drivers must exit via Harvey Lane. First bus services 23 and 23A will be diverted via Hillary Avenue and Borrowdale Drive, and services 24, 24A and 24B will be diverted via Harvey Lane. Service 33 will continue to follow the existing diversion route via Gordon Avenue and Thunder Lane. Temporary bus stops will be signed on the ground, and buses will serve stops along their diversion routes to help keep people moving while the closure is in place.
5 weeks of total closure at the controversial Heartsease roundabout have left locals feeling increasingly hemmed in and frustrated that they cannot leave their homes. Since Saturday, all approaches to the roundabout have been closed while the roads are resurfaced as part of the final stage of a £4.4 million safety improvement project which began in September. Plumstead Road, St William's Way and Heartsease Lane have been shut, joining the existing closures on Harvey Lane and Plumstead Road East, with orange barriers placed near curbs. But these barriers are blocking some driveways, with Norfolk County Council apologising in advance about the frustration this would cause, with the work already running a month behind schedule. As well as the impact on locals, businesses in Plumstead Road are keen to assure people they remain open despite unclear signage. Helen March said the Minimart, Barbers, Each, Age UK, Richardson's, Cafe 193, Maxi Poli, Archers, amongst others, are all still open and relying on trade to remain that way. The residents of Thorpe Hamlet, Plumstead and Heartsease Estates do not wish to lose any more of our shops. The roundabout closure will be in effect until May the 18th.
A trial to establish if a closure-threatened park and ride site on the edge of Norwich should be spared the axe has been extended. Norfolk County Council is considering closing the Postwick Park and Ride site to save £150,000, with County Hall having to subsidise it because of low passenger numbers. The council-owned 552 parking place site shut during the COVID pandemic when it was used as a test centre. Other city park and ride sites reopened in June 2022, but the County Council kept Postwick closed, except for a temporary opening that Christmas. However, in September last year, under pressure from 11 parish councils, it reopened on a trial basis. Graham Plant, the council's cabinet member for highways, transport and infrastructure, urged people to use it or lose it. The trial was due to end at Easter, but council bosses have extended that trial until the summer, when County Hall will re-tender the entire park and ride contract, currently held by Connect Bus. A council spokeswoman said, "Unfortunately, passenger numbers across all park and ride services do remain low, with Postwick having the lowest use of all the sites. In these difficult financial times, we need to see passenger numbers increase across all of our sites to help keep Norwich Park and Ride sustainable and running for the future."
Norwich's popular red open-top sightseeing buses are to stop for good after their founder died. After 21 years of guiding tourists and locals around the fine city, Norwich's Sightseeing Tours has announced it will cease its service indefinitely. A spokesman for the business said, following the sad passing of Away-A-Days and City Sightseeing Norwich operator David McMaster in 2023, the Away-A-Days company is no longer in a position to run its tours and private hire. Tributes poured in last July at the news of the Norwich Tourism Ambassador's death, aged 76. In 2003, he was aided by the global franchise firm City Sightseeing to set up the Norwich service, which ran successfully over the last two decades. In its time, the group put on free vintage bus rides at Christmas, raising money for charity, and introduced evening tours of Norwich with a Blue Badge guide. Private bookings using the original Away Days fleet will still be available, now operated by Ensign Bus, whom the tours have previously worked with.
From the Normans to the Tudors, a new walking tour will delve into the city's medieval history. It will launch on Friday, May the 3rd, and be led by Paul Dixon, in collaboration with the Association of City of Norwich Tourist Guides. It will celebrate Norwich Castle's Royal Palace Reborn project, with the landmark undergoing a multi-million pound transformation. All the tours will start at 11 a.m, meeting at the 15th century Erpingham Gate in Tombland, which was the city's original marketplace. Mr. Dixon said, "Hear stories of the great Norman cathedral before heading past the ancient Maidshead Hotel and walking up Elm Hill. Discover why Norwich has more medieval churches than any other city in Northern Europe, and see the largest surviving friary complex in the country. Hear about the local impact of the peasants' revolt before arriving in the marketplace, which has been at the heart of Norwich's shopping scene since the 1070s. Tickets cost £9 per person. See upcoming dates and book at pauldixontours.co.uk/tour-dates.